Progressives Pour Millions into Electing Democrats John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock. By Sean Moran on December 13, 2020. Progressives leaders and groups such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and the Working Families Party have poured millions into the Georgia Senate runoffs, believing that the advancement of their leftist agenda hinges on the election of Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Politico reported Saturday that progressives have declared a ceasefire with more moderate Democrats to focus on taking the Senate majority. If Democrats don't take back control of the Senate, much of the progressive agenda is doomed, Politico wrote. Subsequently, progressives have raised millions of dollars to elect Warnock and Ossoff. Ocasio-Cortez's team announced that they had raised $600,000 for outside leftist groups. The Working Families Party, which advocates for defunding America's law enforcement, plans to spend more than $1 million on efforts to elect Warnock and Ossoff. Sanders has raised $400,000 for the Georgia Senate race. Jeff Weaver, a longtime advisor for Sanders, said, "Bernie Sanders wants there to be a Democratic Senate. If we're going to see any progress on, former Vice President, Joe Biden's pro-worker economic proposals, we need to have a Democratic Senate." The Black Lives Matter PAC had also pledged to raise $500,000 to boost Ossoff and Warnock. Other prominent Democrats as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Julian Castro, the former Obama Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary, have campaigned or fundraised for them. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, told Breitbart News during an exclusive interview Saturday that the out-of-state fundraising for Warnock and Ossoff shows the Democrats are not aligned with the Peach State's values. "It shows you the money flooding in here is not aligned with Georgia values. This is California and New York liberal money coming into Georgia. We saw that very same thing in Montana," Dane said. During the Montana Senate race, 92% of the individual donations to Bullock's campaign came from out-of-state donors. John Burke, the campaign communications director for Senator David Perdue, RGA, said in a statement Saturday that Ossoff remains indebted to progressives such as Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez. "John Ossoff isn't even trying to hide it. He is a dream candidate for the radical socialist wing of the Democrat Party," Burke said. "They're spending millions to support his candidacy because they know he's their path to absolute control of Congress," he added. "Ossoff won't fight for Georgians because he's completely indebted to Bernie and Oc." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.